Thank you for calling Stream Air North.
Oh, hi, Michael. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So I was following up.
Yeah, I heard that from you the other day.
Oh, I called back. I had a note here to call you back later because you were on a roof when we called. I think I must have gotten your voicemail.
Do you guys call from different numbers? You call
from
like 800 numbers, 300 numbers, Florida numbers, all that? Because a lot of times when it says scam likely, I'm not going to answer it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? We do use a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone, and it does, match the areas that we're calling sometimes, and sometimes it shows the toll-free number. So we never know what it's going to show. So that's probably why you didn't know it was me when I called back home.
Do you know what the number is, toll-free number is, so I could, like, put it in my phone to save it?
So our toll-free number is 877-635. Mm-hmm.
877-635?
Uh-huh, and then 6225.
All right, I'll save that in my contact, so then that way it won't be
okay, yeah, I know that spam likely, it's a blessing, but sometimes it's a curse too because it doesn't always have 100% accuracy, you know, but it's doing the best it can just based on numbers coming in, so. But, one thing I wanted to tell you though is if you update the payment today, it's the one that was past due from February 20th, so you're supposed to get charged again on March 20th, but I never like it when people have two payments so close together. So what I'll do is I can collect the one from February, and then I'll push the next billing out 30 days, which means you'll be paid in full until April 18th, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want you to have the two payments close together. So my only question would be, for the new payment, is it still tied into the same billing address on Tumblin Kling Road?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
1 second.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last four you have on file?
The last four is a Visa ending in 8032.
And that one doesn't work if you run it right now?
I can try. It said the system tried it about 2 hours ago, and it said insufficient funds. But if you think the 129 is available now, I can try it again.
Hold on. I can open that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have $273.82 in here.
Oh, let me try it again then. Let's see. Did you get any notification earlier when the system tried it that Local Splash was trying to process it? Maybe you have to also kind of approve it. I don't know. Some banks have that where.
Oh, but I'm not 100%. I'd have to look at my email.
Okay. Yeah, maybe look at it again before I process, because if they're sending you a notification that you have to approve it, I can try it again now, but even though the funds are in there, it'll probably decline again. So we'll look at that and see if that's the case, and then once you approve it, I can try again. But if not, then it was just strictly the funds. Were that funds available a couple of hours ago as well? Because maybe it should have processed then.
Yeah, that's from my check on Friday I put in my account.
Oh, yeah, see, it should have gone through then earlier, but it didn't, so.
I don't see an email from them. I can try calling them and seeing if that would work.
Okay,
I don't see it in there.
Let me give it another try just to see. No, it still said declined, insufficient funds. So, yeah, I think the bank is just blocking it.
Blocking it. All right, let me call
for that card, incidentally, does it still have the expiration of 1028? Because sometimes that's it, too. If the bank sends you the same number with a different expiration, then sometimes the bank will block it because I have an old expiration.
Yeah, it's 1028, and the security code's 577.
577. Okay, yep, that's what I have, too. Okay, so
I'm going to have to call them then, yeah, because I don't know why. Because, like I said, I have $273 from there.
Okay, unless there's another card you want to use in the meantime.
My credit card full at the moment. So let me go ahead and call the bank, and then I'll call back.
You got it. Okay, so I'm going to text you my direct line, Michael. It's the same toll-free number that you just put in your phone, but when you call in, you'll hear, for this department, press this, and that department, press that. You can just bypass all of that and just put in 777, which is my extension, and it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay, cool. Thank you. And then I'm also going to save the toll-free number as well, because when you guys call,
yep,
I know that it's y'all and not. Yeah.
Yeah, I just texted it to you too, just so that you have it with my extension. But yeah, I'll put a note here that if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up again towards the end of the day, but we'll probably already have it squared away by then.
All right, that sounds good. I appreciate you.
All right, I appreciate you as well. Have a great day.
Yep. You as well. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay.